Want to greet each one in Jesus' name and welcome to this part of the service as well. Appreciated the thoughts that were shared in Sunday school devotions and Sunday school as well. Appreciate that. I learned something this morning. I looked at the song number and the person in front of me, and I turned to page 94, O Come All Ye Faithful. And I was at the right song, but the wrong number. And so it's just one number apart in our hymnals, but it got me to the right place. So sometimes accidents happen. You can get to the right place by just getting a little bit of truth. But that's not my point this morning. I would like to think this morning of overcoming in different ways. When I was growing up, we had a dark basement, and we'd have to go down there and get cans of peaches and potatoes and stuff like that. And the steps were open between the boards. The steps were steps, and the space between those steps were open. And it was just handy for a goblin or a monster or something just to reach out and grab you when you were going up those steps. And I was sure it was going to happen. And so I would walk carefully until I got to where I could rush for the door. And we all did this. We rushed the last steps up there, and nobody ever got caught. So it worked. You watch carefully, and then you rush, and nobody ever got caught. So I could say that worked. Eventually, we learned that there was no monsters there, but at that point, we didn't know it, and so we did what worked. And sometimes we live our life that way, but I'd like to look seriously at the story of Nehemiah just for a few moments. I'd like to look at three different things. The story of Nehemiah in chapter 6, verse 3, there's a verse that we probably all learned in Sunday school that says, I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down to you. Why should the work cease whilst I come down to you? The story of Nehemiah is an interesting story of a man that was in a good place, but he was concerned for his people, and he sacrificed his place in the king's court to lead the Jews in rebuilding the wall of Jerusalem. And they... It didn't come without any opposition. The opposition came from people that were there. They wanted to stop the work. They wanted to, they made fun of it. They said, you know, even what they build, if a fox would jump up against it, it would knock it down. They made fun of his purpose. They made fun of the work. They made fun of And they wanted to get Nehemiah down there and do a mischief. And so his answer to them was, I am doing a great work. Why? So that I cannot come down to you whilst I leave it. Why should the work cease whilst I leave it and come down to you? His answer was direct, very direct, that he was not going to leave his work. He knew what their intent was, and he was not going to give in to them. And so this danger that he faced physically came from people. In 1 Peter 5, verse 8, he says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour, whom resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren which are in the world. There, Peter is telling us that our adversary is the devil. And he tells us to be sober and to be vigilant. To be sober means to be not just serious, but to be not to be straight-faced, but to be alert and awake and not drunk. And he says to be watchful, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. When I was a child, I was both sober and I was vigilant. I walked and I watched, and it didn't, that monster in the basement never got us. But there's more to it than that. It was an imaginary one. This one is real. And what do we need to stand guard against him? This is another danger. Another one is the shipwreck of Paul, the story of Paul's shipwreck. I was very blessed here a number of months ago when Joe shared this thought that God stood and said, that Paul stood and said, for there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whose I serve. I love that phrase. That was a beautiful and very comforting phrase. But here was a danger that these men were facing that was very real. It came from a completely natural source. It was a storm of the sea, and Paul said we shouldn't sail, but they did. I don't, for whatever reason, whether it was for profit or in life, there are chances that have to be taken, and they took these chances and lost. But Paul said, in verse 20 of that chapter, it says, neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, and all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. That's a very dismal statement that is written there. All hope is gone. But then Paul comes along and says, I heard from God, and all people are going to be saved. There was a tremendous loss of the ship. There was many things that weren't good happened, but the thing that was good is that everybody was saved. How could they have avoided that danger? What could they have done? Well, we say, hindsight, they would say, well, wait to sail until the weather is better. But in the end, they lost the ship, but the people's lives were saved. But then going back to the warning from 1 Peter, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking who may be devoured. How can we be on guard against this kind of danger? We have danger from, people threaten our purpose. Storms, natural things threaten our lives. And then the devil is out there walking about seeking whom he may devour. There are several things. In Ephesians, it talks about putting on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And that is that helmet of salvation, that sword of the Spirit, and that breastplate of righteousness. All of these things are things that will help us to thwart the enemy. And if we prepare for this, if we have this kind of preparation, and again, it's very easily to make parallels. If there was a lion walking in the streets, we would want companions, we would want weapons, and we would want light. And it's the same way in the spiritual life. We want companions, we want weapons, we want light. And those things will be important for us. But if we're prepared to stand if we have the armor of God, we are prepared for any danger. We don't have to. I'm not saying that you should not be a survivalist and think about that, but this is the important thing. If a person goes in the mountains and perishes in the snowdrift, which I hope will be none of your experience, if you have the armor of God, your final destination is still okay. If your purposes in life are thwarted, you're working for God and it doesn't seem to work out. If you have the army of God, your final purpose is not thwarted. But if you don't have, whatever you accomplish will not be good in the end. And so danger is only danger if we don't have the armor of God. And so let's make sure that that's a part of our life. Wisdom, knowing God, the fear of God is to know God, who He is, know who we are in relation to that.